You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. This morning's 4.8 magnitude earthquake was among the largest ever to hit the New York metro area. The quake lasted less than a minute, but provided the memory of a lifetime for New Yorkers and New Jerseyans in a region where strong seismic activity is fairly uncommon. Jackie Bray is the commissioner of New York State's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. She joins us now on a very busy day in the state. Commissioner, we thank you.
Thanks for having me. Hi.
So we live in an old city, in an old region of the country with a lot of old, creaky infrastructure. How confident are we that things like the subway or old bridges or highways like the Brooklyn Bridge or the BQE can sustain an event like today's or maybe even something stronger?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I feel really good about how our infrastructure came through. We immediately sent engineers out to all the bridges, all the tunnels, all the dams, all of our gas and electric infrastructure, and we have not yet found any serious damage, which is a really good sign for those of us who live and work in this area.
Knowing that events like this are fairly rare in the Northeast, how prepared is the state for something like we experienced today or something stronger that could inflict more damage?
Yeah, well, you know, believe it or not, I mean, I've been in this job for about 2.5 years now, and this is not the first earthquake. We do see a number of seismic events, mostly in northern New York and western New York. Certainly, this is the biggest one and impacting our major population center. But earthquakes are not new to us in emergency response in New York.
If I am a homeowner and I'm worried about whether my home sustained any damage during the quake, what should I do?
Yeah, absolutely. So number one, you can check your foundation, right? Visual clues will give you a really good sense of whether or not there has been any damage. If you suspect additional damage, you can, you might be able to call, if you're in New York City, 311 to get sort of directed to the right place. There are people that will come out to your home and assist. In addition, you should check with your insurance company, and they can likely point you to a good place. But by and large, we are not seeing structural damage from this event.
What if I'm a renter? What kinds of things should I be asking my super or landlord?
Yeah, so similar things, but I would say in terms of your super and your landlord, supers have been out checking the buildings, checking foundations. Again, we're not seeing damage, which is really good news. On a 4.8 magnitude earthquake, there's something called the Pager scale that the USGS uses, and that tells you, you know, would you expect to have a loss of life? Would you expect to see infrastructure damage? We are in green on both of those, and green is good on this scale. And so this is not the type of quake in which we expect to see significant damage. I know that New Yorkers felt it. This was a shallow quake, which means that the shaking is felt in a big, big way. But our housing stock, our infrastructure held.
Commissioner, New York City's emergency alert system has come under criticism of late, particularly during serious rainstorms that caused flooding. Again today, alert went out nearly an hour after the quake. Do you have any advice for how the city can refine its system?
You know what? I think New York City and the team at New York City Emergency Management did a very good job today. I honestly think that during a no-notice event, New York City got their first emergency alert out within 26 minutes. In a no-notice event, that is very fast. I totally appreciate it. We all felt the quake. We all saw it on Twitter before an alert like that goes out. But when you're in an emergency operations center, you are checking to make sure you are absolutely right, because you're not just sending it to people that have signed up for alerts, you're sending it to every single cell phone, and you want to get that right. So to be honest, I think that the critique today of New York City Emergency Management just isn't fair and doesn't reflect, what sort of how this works inside an operations center.
So as we've been saying, the city and its surrounding suburbs appear to have escaped any large-scale damage. Are you hearing anything different from other parts of the state?
We're not, and we have been in touch. We've been in touch with our partners in New Jersey, our partners in Delaware. We've been in touch with every single one of our impacted counties, with our cities within those counties. We are not seeing any infrastructure damage and any increase in injuries or car accidents. Sometimes you might see that. Our hospitals haven't reported any increase in emergency room visits. So, you know, I think this was a scary event, but really an event that we all came through safe and sound.
That's New York State Homeland Security Commissioner Jackie Bray. Commissioner, thank you so much.
Thank you.